We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 7:21. WCCO. We'll talk with Mike Max at 7:40 about the Twins yesterday. Day off today. That's pretty good. And then they will. Then we'll talk a little bit about basketball and some other things that are going on. A lot of tournaments going on right now in high school. So it looks like tonight, Mikey, weather-wise, it should be just about the way you'd order it.
Yeah, 82 for a high today, probably in the 70s this evening, just about perfect.
Okay, we've got a lot of this going on, wedding planning at our house, right?
Yes.
So when planning a wedding, the most fun parts are creating a registry and cake tasting. A new study from The Knot finds the most requested item on the couple's gift registries in 2019 is the KitchenAid Artisan Series 5-Quart Tilt-Head Stand Mixer.
I've always wanted one of those.
Let's do this with just men and see if that same thing happens. Other items make it into the top five: stainless steel measuring cups.
Boy, oh boy. Doesn't get much better than that.
A set of Pyrex containers.
Well, they'll last forever, though.
A toaster and a Ninja blender. I have the Ninja blender.
You do?
Yeah.
It's a game changer.
You have to wear that scarf around your head when you use it?
Yeah, and they go, hi, yeah, you, every time you do it,
yeah.
Jimmy, you like yours?
I love it.
I do, too.
I used it Friday.
I use it mostly for smoothies.
Yeah, that's what I do.
The average 2019 wedding registry had 11 different items worth around $4,700. Jimmy, look up the kitchen. Hammer, can you look up the KitchenAid Artisan Series 5-Quart Tilt-Head Stand Mixer? See what that baby sells for?
Sounds like you got to put an extension on your kitchen to get that.
What is one item you never put on your registry that you wish you had?
I think in this day and age, Dave, people are probably looking for student loan donations right now.
Remember my buddy gave me an egg dish, and afterwards I said, you know, as you can with buddies, I said, seriously. An egg dish?
The movie Old School, Will Ferrell gets married, and he gets like a bread maker, and he never opened it, and he keeps trying to wrap it up and give it to people for presents for other events, and they keep giving it back to them. It's hilarious.
I've seen that. Is Erica on the line?
She's with us.
Oh, no kidding. That's great. Erica Rivers, director of the Minnesota State Parks and Trails. Hi, Erica.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Well, too long since I've said hi to you.
It has been a while. Hey, I heard you just were up on the North Shore.
I was up there for 5 days.
Wow, that's great. We just crossed the St. Louis River. I'm on my way up there right now.
I got to tell you, Erica, it was delightful. You know, I don't remember the last time. You know, we all go up there, but we went back on a lot of the trails where I'd never been before.
Did you? Which trails were you on?
Well, I went, now here's one. This is kind of funny. So everybody goes to Gooseberry. You got kids with, or you're with your family. Right. You stop there, right? And you see the falls. You go out to the lake, and that's kind of it. So for the first time ever, that was one of the spots we decided to go back on the trails there on Gooseberry State Park, and I didn't realize how pretty it was.
You went away from the lake instead of toward the lake.
Yeah, it was great. And then up
gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, on the Temperance River and then on the Baptism River, and I saw some falls I'd never seen before. But, Erica, the cool part was the waterfalls were just massive. I mean, even the pictures I've seen, they didn't look that nice.
Yeah, they're absolutely raging right now. One of the benefits we have from all this extra rain is that the falls are really going great this year.
What do you tell people to think about doing the trails?
So what? Which trails?
Folks that haven't, like myself, you've been up there a million times, just hadn't spent that many days just doing hiking. What would you recommend? You know, what would you suggest?
Oh, my gosh. You can go to any park up on the North Shore and spend every waking minute you have hiking a beautiful trail. There are just so, so many of them. Of course, the one that you just mentioned, heading away from the river at Gooseberry is a beautiful one. The one at Tetigouche I love to go on is the one to High Falls. That's just a great hike back in there, too. Temperance River, of course, has beautiful hiking all along the river gorge there. That's a gorgeous hike as well. Cascade River is another beautiful waterfall-based river. You just, you can't go to a park on the North Shore and not have, you know, 10 decent miles of hiking trails in almost any of those parks.
And your park rangers and the people that were helping you out there, I thought were fabulous, every single one of them.
Yeah, we've got some of the most dedicated, wonderful park rangers and public servants in maybe a little biased, but in the whole nation, just dedicated to providing excellent public service. You can walk into a contact station over the weekend, and there's always somebody there. They can tell you where the eagle's nests are, where the active fox dens are. They just know everything that's going on in the park and have great advice on where to go and what to do and what you might see out there.
Yeah, because one of the questions I had, I thought, well, maybe this is the time that we see mother bears with their cubs. And I know the black bears are basically scared of us, but if a couple of cubs cross the path, that was my first question, what do I do?
Yeah, you don't want to get in between the cubs and the mother, the sow, for sure.
Yeah, he said just back up.
Back up. Yeah, back up.
Yeah, because they apparently don't like confrontation either. And then there was a guy last week we hit on the air talking about his dog getting attacked by wolves up north. What kind of concern should there be about things like that?
You know, we don't really have we don't have problems with wolves attacking dogs in parks. Of course, in state parks, it is a rule that you need to have your dog on a 6-foot leash. So that's really the best thing you can do if you're concerned about wolves. Is keep that dog on a leash, keep it close by. But again, we've never, at least in my tenure here in state parks, never had an incident where we had a wolf attack a dog.
By the way, you mentioned the High Falls, so I saw that, and that was just gushing. And then is it Fifth Falls? Is that one is called Fifth Falls?
I think so, yeah.
And that was just, the water was spectacular coming off of that thing.
Yeah, they're all just really beautiful. I can't wait. Like I said, just crossed the St. Louis River on my way up there right now. So we're going to go check out some facilities and see the waterfalls for ourselves. I'll send you a picture.
Yeah, do that. And I'll send you a couple back. You couldn't take a bad picture up there.
Yeah. Because you have me on the line, you should maybe mention that on Saturday, this coming Saturday, is our open house day for State Park. So all your listeners should get out there and visit a state park. We waive the entrance fee on our open house day, which is Saturday, June 8th.
Oh, great. Well, that's all over the state, too, as you mentioned. So
it's all over the state. And then Commissioner Stroman announced what she's calling the Schools Out Campout, which is really exciting. We're going to try to fill all the campsites in Minnesota state parks on Saturday night. So Commissioner Stroman is going to be out at a campground. I'm going to be out. Most of the commissioner's office is out camping. We may even get someone from the governor's office out camping this weekend.
Ooh, I wonder who that'll be. I'll be anxious to hear.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Hey, in the meantime, Erica, have a safe trip up there. Thanks for taking the call. And again, nice job. Our state parks and trails are just fantastic.
My pleasure. I'm glad you had a great weekend.
All right, thanks, Erica. Next time I'm going with you so I get a little better guide.
All right.
See, Erica Rivers, director of the Minnesota State Parks and Trails, on her way up there right now as we speak. WCCO time is 7:29.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.